now we have conceptual design meeting. Getting close. Last is the penultimate meeting.
How was lunch?
Great.
Thanks.
Don't be sarcastic.
Mark.
So, and we again secretary part. We will have three presentations. First, the industrial design,
Rama,
then Mark, and then Sami. And we have to take a decision on the control, remote control concepts, and we have 40 minutes. So what we want to, the decision we want to take on this meeting are on the first on the component concept. So what kind of energy we use, what kind of chip on print, and one kind of case. And also on user interface concept, what kind of interface to use, and if there is some supplements. And at the end, Sami will give a train watching on what he's been doing. So let's go. First, please, Rama.
Component. So we have to mainly design, mainly need to know which components we will use for energy and the material and the interface. For energy, there are maybe two or three possibilities. First one, we can use simple battery, or we can use traditional solar cells, or and then material, we can have plastic, rubber, which is good for this RSI, and then titanium, which can be, which have very good look. And then interface, we have to use push buttons or liquid crystal LCD display, and we can use some jack, moving jack kind of thing. So as we discussed before, we need to, we would like to have some speech recognition chip in our remote control. So this can be simple kind of programmable chip, and which can use microphone as well as some sound sensors. And we also want to locate our remote control. So still we are looking for possible technical specifications and how easy we can do, and within our range, like we have to do in our 12 euros or around that. So we are looking for simple devices or simple technology to do location of remote control in a room or in a house. So we discussed, so we would like to propose battery instead of solar cells, and it would be problematic to have enough energy with solar cells, and so we would like to just use simple battery. And also we want to go for titanium design instead of rubber, or and but the problem is with this design we found that we can't use double curved shapes.
What is a double curved shape?
Like you can have two curves. It's, I think in manufacturing, I guess it's problematic. So we want to go for simple push buttons because it need simple chip, and it's really less really less expensive compared to LCD, which need advanced chip technology and it's more expensive. Since we want to put some other features such as feature recognition, we want to reduce.
I want to know why the for the point before, why not the rubber? If it is something that it seems to be.
And also, like, if you put rubber, it's a bit difficult to do all the molding of buttons and these things. And
you put titanium, it's more.
Yeah.
Well, we can use something like, you know, the whole body is titanium, but there are some rubber, or, I don't know, some rubber parts, like, to make it feel better.
Like in cell phones recently, you can move
with
that rubber in four directions.
Okay.
But full assembly will use mainly for titanium.
Okay.
Rubber is expensive.
Okay.
And also it's a bit difficult to do all the shit.
Okay.
And this push buttons, we would like to use push buttons instead of LCDs. And so we want to we want to put speech recognizer, so we want to reduce price on this technology and so that we can have enough space
so
or enough money.
Simple button and speech recognition for the more complicated.
Yeah, we have simple buttons and speech recognition technology.
Okay.
So
and still we have, can we still include the LCD display?
LCD.
So it's like
it's not gonna be a, touchable, but still like a source of information or a source for menus.
Yeah, maybe we can see depending on how we will come up with our full design. Then if you have enough money or like for and
so
because the speech recognition technology will take at least €5 or that cheap or something. So we want to reduce the cost on display or this.
The display would only be display and not
It's not going to be a touchpad, it's just a display for giving you information.
Yeah, that can maybe we can consider because it won't take much money, I guess.
Okay.
You have any further questions?
I guess no. So the batteries are going to be very light.
Yeah, we have to go for light. And now I think we have many options in the market, so we can go for small nickel or alkaline batteries for really light batteries and with good price.
So this device that can be used for speech recognition could also be used for this finding instead of clapping, like
Then the one thing we want to know is like because remote control is used for like in a household, so it will be maybe at least 5-6 people want to use it. So so how to define our speech recognition, whether we want to do speaker independent or speaker dependent. If you're going for more speaker independent, then it would be like again cumbersome and we need really more technology
for the location.
Yeah, if everybody in the house they want to locate, then we have to go for some speaker independent technology.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not. Will you have any
questions? No more questions.
I think it puts lots of constraints on what we can do. It's always like that. We have dreams, and in the end, we find out that it's not feasible. Anyway,
we have some limitations.
LSD is already
LCD. LSD
is
something else. It's quite nice.
I'm an artist. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's not too much.
Yeah. Now let's talk about interface.
Button number 3.
Which one?
Have a look at this. No, this. Yeah. So the concept of the interface. Generally, I developed quite a broad concept, not only for the interface, but for possible instruction or user's manual and all the complex things that come together with your TV and remote controls. So let's start with this. We got our perfect remote control with a lot of buttons and we got explanation for every button, and you can use your time, and it will take you some days to learn all these buttons. And the LCD is going to be somewhere here, and go back button, I don't know really where it is, maybe one of these buttons. And power on and off, I don't remember. So it should be, maybe this button is power on and off, oh no, info. I can see nothing. So that's our concept. It's called the Millennium Remote Control.
Let's change Millennium.
Yeah.
So maybe you can use for 1,000 years.
That doesn't make sense. This is very...
Really?
Okay.
I thought you'll make it.
No,
oh, okay, just press the button.
Ah.
Yeah, we'll not use this. We'll not use this. But instead of this ugly device, that's our concept. And it's got just a few buttons, quite well looking, and all this stuff we already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And what will people say? They will say it's perfect. Or what will say? They will say it's splendid. And everyone will say, I'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's going to be satisfied.
Do you think it can come in several colors?
I would make a backlight of the LCD screen with different colors.
But not the case.
Not the case.
The case would only be that aluminium, titanium stuff.
Yeah.
Because apparently, from your survey, people like color.
Yeah, well, they like something which is...
Okay, so let's remember there's a Nokia phone with changeable panels.
Yeah, okay. So
do you like it?
I don't know, I don't have a Nokia phone. But it's... I don't use that, but again...
That's why you don't have it.
Yeah.
That's why, because it's nasty.
But it would be expensive, no? If you use color LCD...
No.
And stuff that maybe we can change the color, yes. Maybe we can just... If users want more colors, they can pay more money to get this. The shapes, and they can have different assembly. So users have different, I mean, they have their own interest, color interest, and so on.
So
we can just, if they want, they can just pay another.
Okay, so you propose something with options that increase the price if
Yes, if they want, like, so that we can
kind of upgradable.
Remote control. Just they will get a few more things and a few more colors.
But there's one more decision, one more solution, in fact. Because there are some paints that can change color according to where they are. Like, they can reflect different colors depending on what is around. Like, what color is around. And depending on the temperature, can make an effect.
Yeah, but that's maybe... too much expensive, but it can be in maybe in an upgradable version.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so.
I think there are two kinds of people: those for which the remote control is to be something useful. I'm going to talk about this later, but and those for which it's something that is specific to them. So it's like a signature. My remote control is pink. Nobody else than me has a pink remote control.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And that makes me special.
Okay, and you think that we don't have to make them pay more? Because
I think they would be ready probably to pay more for that.
Okay, so...
Those who wanted to have
so
it pink.
It's not a based service.
No.
So
it would have been an option.
Yeah. recommend the option.
Okay.
But those people will be really few, no? So we can consider those.
The young people want to be different from their friends, although similar, but have something just slightly better. Pink.
So maybe that if that it's a selling point, maybe it has to be the base.
Yeah, but you know, if you want to be different, you just take your remote control with you all the time. That makes you different, you know? Anyone has a remote control with him?
In the train.
Well, you need, like, for instance, take the iPod. It's a kind of remote control. It's white. And it's so white that you see it from anywhere. It has this distinctive look and feel and look, which people seem to like. Just because it's a color that we don't usually see in the remote control. White.
Could we integrate something into our remote control? Something like light? That I can use it in darkness?
Glow in the dark.
Yeah, maybe like the infrared. Like we can put some radium chips or something so that it at least in
radium?
Not uranium, this radium.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that.
Okay. So.
Well, let's go on maybe with the presentation. And the remote control is going to be smart, but how smart should it be? Try not to complicate things too much. And. I don't know, that's. Question to you and to...
Well, so I heard that it seems that speech recognition is something that can be done, so that's the smartness of the thing. Currently, we don't have guns with speech recognition or beer cans with speech recognition, but we may have remote controls with speech recognition.
Okay.
So that's
just
a nice
one. Just think about it.
Don't touch the...
Thank you.
Okay.
But are you saying here that the remote control should be aware of who's using it? So, for instance, the young guy would not be able to use it because his father doesn't want.
I just want to say it should be really
maybe
smart.
Fingerprint recognition.
Voice recognition is quite enough. I say don't use it, and the control just locks. Because I ordered.
That could be feasible, I guess. So since we want to do some speaker dependent speech recognition, also,
so
we can use
smart that way.
Yeah.
But for instance, I'm thinking about the other particularity that the remote control could have, since it knows who is using it. It might also record the kind of channels you're more often using, the levels of volumes that you're more often, things like that, and provide you ways of using them. I don't know, somehow. That might be expensive, but that might also be a good sales pitch again. The remote that knows you. Okay.
It's 1, 2, 3.
4, I think. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to talk about trends, and then I hope this can help us to understand how we should design our remote control. So next slide, please. So first, maybe just a small recap on how do we watch trends. So it's not so simple. You might think that it's easy, but it's not so simple. Anyway, these days, the best source of information is the web, as you know. So you have to go often on the web and look at what the others are doing. And ask real people who are using real remote controls every day or any other tool that is similar to a remote control, which basically is a small device that people only have with them always, like a phone. We can use the phone as a good example of where to be inspired. Of course, those who are watching the trends have also to be inspired, because in fact they are not only watching the trends, they are inventing it. They are creating the trend. I hope I'm going to try to help you on that. This is more risky because you're not following the trend, you try to invent it, which means either you succeed and you make a lot of money, or you don't and you're out of business. So anyway, next slide, please. To be quick, there's a lot of words here, but basically there are in the market of remote controls, there are three aspects that we should very pay much attention to. The first one, which seems to be the most important one, is that it has to be fancy, has to have a fancy look and feel. And interestingly, this is the very most important thing. It has to be fancy. Strangely enough, it's more important to be fancy than to be, that's the second thing it has to be. It has to be technologically innovative. It has to be new, with some of new technology inside. And this is also more important than the last thing, which we may think that would have been the most important, which is that it should be easy to use, and it should be easy to use as a remote control. So as you see, it first have to be very nice, something that people are proud of, that they can be identified with, and then something that contains very novel stuff that they can talk about with their friends. Mine has this and not yours. And finally, of course, it has to be useful as a remote control, but it seems that it's not so important that it's useful as a remote control. Next slide, please. Now, in a more general, broad way of seeing the thing, if we look back and not look at only remote controls, I think it's important to see that the trends are quite the same in many areas. So currently the trends that we see in big cities like Paris and Milan, well, it seems that this year things should have a fruit and vegetable way of, of look or feel. And I think, of course, it applies to everything. That's the thing with trends. It can travel from clothes to furniture. Same idea, fruit and vegetable. Think fruit and vegetable. And if we compare to last year, now it has to be spongy.
What is spongy?
Well, the
kind of.
So I think when we were talking about rubber, I think the rubber aspect might be important, because it's what is probably more feasible in terms of sponginess.
So maybe titanium is not a good idea.
Seems not.
We need to think about.
So
I'm sorry, Mark.
Think more of something in the colors of like fruits and vegetables and spongy.
Even in the shape?
Even in the shape, it has to be more round and look natural somehow. And not those futuristic remote control with angles and titanium like. So that's what people seem to. I know
you're
it's
old fashioned,
quite
sorry.
Far from what you thought, but that's fashion, right? Okay, that's all I have to say.
You have questions?
So this update is mainly addressed by young people, or it's?
I'm sorry.
This you got some update, fashion update. So
we have people listening to the trends everywhere in the world. Of course, as you know, our company is quite big, and so I'm asking them what are the current trends according to them when they go in the stores, when they ask their
friends that are also.
It's more general trend, it's not particular to remote.
No, it's not this is very general, yeah. But it seems that trends travel across things.
Yeah, but some materials there to be something like solid, like they can't be really spongy or
Think we have to have the look of
digital.
But we still have to put our chips inside.
So
of course. This is your problem. This is not mine.
Yeah. Through these themes can be easily incorporated. We can
the kind of
shape, or at least
if it's something like rubber made, or
I
think it's also going to be good.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. One more question.
Thanks.
Okay, so we will have a next meeting in 30 minutes again. Now you have to concentrate on this individual action, which are for grammar, design, Mark, the user interface design, and Sami, the product evaluation. You will work together on a prototype using modeling clay.
Sounds interesting.
As always, your personal coach will be sending specific instruction.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, can we highlight the specific features of our application?
Yeah, you're right.
So we want the speech recognizer, and we want some kind of buttons, and we want some themes like fruits or vegetables. We want to follow general trend.
Spongy.
Mm.
Do we agree on that?
So, do you think?
So we have to.
No, we don't have to.
No.
Since it's the trend again, as I said, we can also try to make it.
Yes.
So create the trend. So therefore,
are we confident enough in creating trends?
Well, that's you. Can try to convince us.
Wow. We can make it smell like food.
Okay.
That's a good idea. So titanium smell like fruits.
So what about location and these people are really interesting on those features, or they really like they're more on these fancy features?
It's again in this what I said first, it has to be fancy. So I think if nobody else provides currently remote control with that kind of
feature
stuff, and if we can provide it, I think it's a good sell for us. Because we have it and others don't.
Okay.
It's fancy. Whether it's useful or not doesn't seem to be very important.
Now we have to decide on what kind of fanciness. Do we take titanium smelling like fruit, or do we make spongy fruit like?
We will try to explore these two options.
Yeah,
and
explore them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could we make a titanium shape?
Yeah, at least like keeping the banana or.
Don't you say that you can do double shaped?
That's the way to look for alternatives, and we have to see whether rubber is expensive. And
in fact, I just agreed to make titanium panels on a whole rubber body.
So you explore now that you're going to work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These two. Or spongy and
Maybe we can have two different disassembly also, like one spongy and one kind of titanium.
Mm-hmm.
Because inside chips we have only the plastic or the fiber chips.
I think we have to choose if we choose a titanium or if we choose spongy, but
we'll see. I really don't like this modeling clay because you know it makes some problems for I don't know
creation.
Yeah, you can
even design
titanium.
You can paint it that way.
Okay.
We have a very large department of.
Yeah, don't worry.
You will do it.
You speak this.
All right.
Okay. So explore shape.
So still we want to keep LCD or?
I think it's what we say that we have an LCD with information.
Oh, the thing is that if we want to have, as he says, if we want to have a small number of buttons,
then
we need to have a kind of output that says correctly what their actions are.
That user friendly.
That's the converse to having the zillions of buttons where each button does only one thing.
And we just stick with two batteries, so it's not any solar
classic. We don't reinvent. Anyway, it's very, in general, I think people change TV more often than batteries of their remote control. Because the train goes faster than the life of the.
Are we
done?
So, see you in 3 minutes.
Yep.